Well, Team New Zealand and challenger Luna Rossa have announced a tantalising glimpse of the rules which will govern the next America's Cup. Team New Zealand issued a brief statement announcing the protocol for the next event will be revealed in September, but it has revealed it will contain a constructed in-country requirement. New Zealand Herald sailing reporter Dana Johansson is with us. Hello to you, Dana. What does constructed in-country mean?
Well, at this stage, it's pretty light on the detail, but the whole, origin of this constructed in-country rule dates right back to the Deed of Gift, which is the founding document on which the America's Cup is based. So it's nothing new. What we don't know is how far-reaching that rule will be, whether it will mean the entire boat has to be constructed in the country which the team represents, or whether it will just be a portion. The rule seems to be relaxed over the years to the point where, with this year's event in Bermuda, it was only a 1.5-metre section of the bow that was required to be constructed in countries. So it was getting quite farcical, really.
Okay, we know a lot of the boats are built here in New Zealand, so who would be disadvantaged, do you think, by this constructed in country rule? Would we be?
Yeah, well, there's been sort of early concerns raised at what this will mean for the New Zealand marine industry, because obviously Team New Zealand winning the America's Cup was going to have a big impact on the marine industry. I think probably those concerns are a little bit early at this stage. Where the main advantages come is the, I guess, the reputation that New Zealand gains from being a world leader in that area, not from winning America's Cup contracts with other syndicates.
Okay, there's also set to be a nationality rule for the sailors themselves. So I guess, does this make the America's Cup less syndicate versus syndicate and more country versus country?
Yeah, they want to go back to a more nationalism element with the America's Cup. I mean, I don't think that the crews will have to be entirely 100% belonging to that country, but I think there'll be a strong push for it to be at least 50% of the crews made up of that country.
Okay. No mention of what class of yacht will be used for the next event, though. What does Team New Zealand favour, and what do the other syndicates favour?
Yeah, I guess that's the burning question that everyone wants to know, because that will really impact on who enters this America's Cup. I understand that Luna Rossa boss Patricio Bertelli is strongly in favour of moving back to monohulls. He's more of a traditionalist. Whereas, I guess, from Team New Zealand's perspective, they have just won the thing in multi-hulls, and they had 3 years of research and development in foiling catamarans. So it would seem counterproductive to move away from multi-hulls, and I would think the other challenges are in favour of what Russell Coutts and Larry Ellison have created and the move to a Formula One on water style of racing.
Right. Just quickly, New Zealand sailing conditions, would they favour one or the other, the monohull or the cats?
I think there was a concern that these multi-hulls and you know, they're highly skittish, and we saw in Bermuda what can happen when the winds get over winds get over 20 knots. So there is a concern that in falling cats that we might have more thrills and spills. But I guess the requirement would be to make these boats capable of sailing in the conditions, whether it be monohulls or multi-hulls.